Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Frobel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rodon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rick Rodon. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Howard. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ratajczak. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Holman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Scott Holman. And now, play ball. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Ratajczak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Ratajczak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno who is chasing the ball. Ratajczak reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ratajczak scores. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rodin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodin hits a fly ball into left field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman strikes out. One out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Froebel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Froebel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Froebel is 0 for 1 in the game. Froebel hits a fly ball into left field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Rajcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0 for 1 in the game. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Roden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roden is 0 for 1 in the game. Roden hits a fly ball into left field. Rachsik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Roden covering, for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks scores. There goes Giles trying to get to second. Easler throws the ball into Barry, who tags Giles for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holman moves to third. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holman scores. Howard moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Rachsik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rachsik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rachsik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Froebel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Froebel is 0-for-2 in the game. Froebel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-2 in the game. Barra hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holman bunts towards the mound. Roden fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to second. Two outs. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giles scores. Howard moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Milner pinch hits for Rick Roden. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreno is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Scurry now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rajcik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Scurry covering, for the out. Valentine moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scurry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0 for 3 in the game. Frobel is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Parker pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Dale Barra. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.